Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. We have a revelation for you. A new day and a new year on the calendar alone will not bring the change that you desire in your life. Change, real change, lasting change, is not a function of a calendar or a politician, no matter how well-intentioned. Effective change only takes place when we take charge of our own destiny.
However, there is something symbolic about a new year. People feel it can provide a new perspective, a new opportunity, a new life, and it can. But it will only be the result of what's inside of you and me, determining to control our own destiny. If 2018 wasn't a great year for you, maybe even a disastrous year, then 2019 will be the same unless we purpose in our hearts to make it different.
You know, honey, change doesn't mystically take place because we sing "Auld Lang Syne" at midnight tonight. December 31st. If you're fed up with the way things were this year, then you have to decide that things will be different. They'll be different in the new year. And that can only happen with God's help. Truthfully, there are some personal things from this past year that I think we plan on leaving in order to move forward in His grace, power, excellence, and provision. No one's immune. And the very good news is that we can do exactly that.
Hallelujah. As we were praying this morning, the first scripture the Lord led us to was 2 Corinthians 5:17. He directed us to tell His children that this verse applies to more than being born again. He wants us to know that it's a formula for living the God kind of life. And this is what it says. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I love how that verse says that old things are passed away. That's the way we feel on December 31st of the end of a year. The Contemporary English Version says the past is forgotten. The New Living Translation says the old life is gone, a new life has begun. What will make this new life begin? It's not just the passage of time, but a conscious decision on our parts to put God first in every decision we make, to give Him glory and honor for the mighty things that He's done and is doing in our lives on a daily basis. The key to making 2019 our year of new beginnings requires more than a slogan. We have to become tapped into the power source, hallelujah, seek His presence and embrace His word. We'll need to leave the negatives of 2018 in the past. You wouldn't feed on food that was a year old. It'd make you sick. So why even chew on the bad things from last year? They only drag us down with baggage of hurts from 2019 and drag them into 2018 and we drag them into 2019. Why not leave all that behind?
You know, honey, in a classic Amplified Bible, verse 17 says, "Behold, the fresh and new has come." Hallelujah.
I like the way that sounds.
Me too. Now, you may never have had a year like 2018, whether it was good or bad, but regardless, say these words with us. My problems of the past will not hinder my possibilities for the new year.
Amen.
Let me say that again, and you say it again. My problems of the past will not hinder my possibilities for the new year.
Hallelujah.
2019 is your year to do what you've never done. Become what you've always wanted to be. Free from the hindrances of the past and the tricks, traps, wiles, and deceptions of the enemy. 6 years ago, tomorrow, January 1st, 2013.
Wow.
We did our first Rich Thoughts for Breakfast call. Hallelujah. Yesterday morning, after the call, I began reflecting on my conversation with the Lord as he was revealing his plan for me to do a conference call the first 13 days of 2013.
The first 13 days of 2013.
And then he kind of kept that thing going and going and
sure
going.
Sure did.
Interesting story, which we'll share another time. Here's the things he gave me. First, prayer. Beginning on January 2nd, my fine wife and I are going to teach Two Chairs, a book which will dramatically impact your prayer life.
Indeed.
Make sure you plan to join us for that teaching, either live or on the playback. I can't tell you right now how many days it's going to be, but I know we were directed by the Lord to do it. And I can also tell you this, if you're hearing our voices today, I'm confident that you understand the importance of prayer and its ability not only to change your life, but your destiny.
Mm. Second, reading his word. You know, when you get up in the morning and the first thing you want to do is surf the net and read the post of your friends or check in on social media, believe me, you will not have time to read the word. The first thing we need to do every morning is dig in his word.
Yes.
Your time on social media is not going to change your life, but listen, the promises of God will.
Wow, that's good. Third, confessing his word. Your confession changes your direction.
Say that again, babe.
Your confession changes your direction.
Amen.
Yes, you can change where you are in life, but what comes out of your mouth? You choose your destiny.
That is the truth.
You choose your destiny.
By the words you speak. In Proverbs 18, verse 21, this in the World English Bible translation, it says, death and life are in the power of Mona's tongue. And if Mona loves it, she loves it and will eat its fruit. You know, that is powerful, honey.
Yes, it is.
You can personalize that as I just did for Mona. Personalize it, because once you confess the scriptures, especially the ones you personalize, for as much as 21 days, you'll begin to see a difference, a profound difference in your thought process and the quality of your life. But more importantly, you'll find that you'll never be double-minded again.
Number four, encouraging someone else. We're taught encouraging others so many times.
That's right.
We've shared what the scripture says. In fact, we're going to give you two verses. Then we want to provoke your thinking with a question.
Romans 15, verse 32 in the New Living Translation says, then by the will of God, I will be able to come to you with a joyful heart, and we will be an encouragement to each other. And 1 Thessalonians 5:11 in the New International Version says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
Right now, or as soon as this call, immediately after the call ends, write down the name of one person, just one, that you can encourage today. Beside their name, write down the time you're going to call. And if you really want to make it a habit, make a list of every person that you're going to call. Let's just say, even if you just did the first 7 days of the new year, that would make a difference.
That really would. Fifth, planning your day. Purpose in your heart that you know what your goals are for tomorrow before you go to bed tonight. Be flexible as things and circumstances may dictate adjustments in your daily plan. But the point is you must have a plan. In Proverbs 16, verse 3, in one translation it says, I commit my work to the Lord. My plans will succeed. Each day, every day, is a gift to you. What are your plans for this precious treasure of time that God has given to you? Someone once said each day is a gift from God, and what we do with it is our gift to him.
That's a great quote.
It is a great quote and stands true the test of time.
Yes, it does. Six, praising God for what he did today. The only way to escape what you're going through is by praising God for what he's already done.
In Colossians 2, verse 7 in the New International Version, it says, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians 4, verse 2 in the New International Version says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. You know, child of God, our Heavenly Father wants us praising him, and truthfully, if we're smart, we'd want to do it a lot more than we do.
That's right. Seventh, reviewing, revising, and redirecting your life away from hindrances, obstacles, and problems to your promises being fulfilled. Honey, we have to expect 2019 to be different than any other year in the past. We must expect it to be our year of deliverance. We must expect it to be a year of unanswered prayers answered.
Yes.
We must expect that every day will be more than just another day. We must expect the promises of God to be manifest in our lives as never before. We must begin each day filled with supernatural expectation about the manifestation, his presence, his peace, protection, promises, power, promotion, provision, and possibilities.
Hallelujah. In Psalm 5, verse 3 in the New International Version says, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. Isn't it wonderful that we can do that every single morning?
Hallelujah.
It's always available to us.
That's what we do.
Amen. God wants each of us beginning each new day in this new year with a positive expectancy about supernatural favor, divine connections, revelatory insight, and yes, previously unknown opportunities and unused potential. Our expectation must live in him. In Psalm 62, verse 5, it says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. You know, the only way to experience newness of life is in and through our relationship with him, as it is explained in Romans 6, verse 4. Make a conscious mental decision, purpose in your heart, to allow God to move in and through you this coming year. In Galatians 6, verses 15 and 16 in the Message Bible, it says, can't you see the central issue in all this? It is not what you and I do. It is what God is doing. And he's creating something totally new, a free life. All who walk in this standard are the true Israel of God, his chosen people, peace and mercy on them.
You know, honey, we can experience his peace, promises, and lasting change in 2019 by focusing on him and his perfect will for our lives.
Hallelujah.
Our greatest desire.
Yes.
It's for 2019 to be the greatest year of your life. That's God's desire for you as well.
Think about it.
The only remaining question is what you decide for your new year to be. That's the decision you can make. Hallelujah. You've been blessed by the teaching. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed. Ask God what seed it have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning, New Year's.
January 1st, 2019.
Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.